a special din of hachraza when it came to the Zaken Mamre, where it goes beyond the Edim Zomim and the Mesis and the Ben Sarah Morer, because we argued that the threat of Kadesh Alir ben Machlokas to be Israel is a greater threat to the Tzibur than any of the other threats, even though Mesis, of course, deals with the Avodah Zarah and Edim Zomim, with the integrity of the judicial system, and Ben Soru Mora, you know, with authority, and certainly the Zakenim and parents, but Zakin Mamre, as the Rambam said, Yerucholam Amin Moshe Rabbeinu V'Soraso, Chayav Lismoch Maaseh Adas Aleihem, V'Lismoch Alei Elishayin Aleihem, and Kedei Shelo Yirbe Machlokes V'Yisrael, which is really a way of saying that Shalom is the most important thing. You know, Gadol HaShalom, it's chasimas kol abrachos and klimachzik bracha l'shalom. So this, of course, ties into Hilchos Chanukah, where the seam of Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam talks about kol haTorah kula nisnei slaso shalom ba'olam, hari Hashem hagadol nimcha kedei laso shalom ben ish v'ishto, something we'll discuss a little bit in this year next week on Chanukah and Kiddush Hashem. But it also ties into Rambam that I wanted to discuss in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Beis, and the Rambam is dealing with the halacha of Pikuach Nefesh being Doch Shabbos. Again, it's on me for not giving advance notice, but just read the first three halachos in the Perek, and take a look at the Rambam. Is obviously passing in the halacha that Sakana Stefashos is Doch Shabbos, and not just Sakana, but Safik Sakana. And we know that part of Safik Sakana is a little bit in the eyes of the beholder. There are certain threshold limits. It can't be absurd, but a person really feels... Lev Yodeh Maras Nafsho in the context of Yom Kippur, there's a kind of an element of that when it comes to Shabbos as well. So let's take a look at the language of the Rambam and how the Rambam again projects the centrality of Shalom as like the core issue of the Torah, which again dovetails perfectly with Zaken Mamre, Kedei Shelo Yirbe Machlokes B'Yisrael, is that he is the great threat to society. So Machlokes there, of course, being at the macro level, here, you know, it applies on the micro level as well. And it has to be stated because Shabbos itself, as the Rambam says in Perek Lamed, Ishkula Keneged Torah Kol HaTorah Kula. You know, it's actually compared to Avodah Zarah that way. And, you know, Avodah Zarah is Yihari Kval Yavor, so it's actually not obvious, right, that Shabbos is Nidcha Bifnei Pikuach Nefesh. Lefika Chol HaSheish Bo Sakanos and Lo Kol Tzrachov V'Shabbos Al Pi Rofei Uman Shal Oso Makom. Safik Shu Tzarech Chal Alav HaShabbos Safik Shu Tzarech V'Chein Imam Rofei L'Chal Alav HaShabbos Rofei Achar Omeno Tzarech, right? If it's a machlokes between the doctors, that generates the status of a Safik. Mechalim HaShabbos or Safik Nefashos Dochas HaShabbos. Again, in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam is saying Sakana and Safik Sakana, the same Halacha in this regard. And Dubi Om HaShabbos Shu Tzarech Lachach V'Chein Lishmona Yamim. In Omrim Namtinado Arabs, they say this is a life-threatening situation, but, you know, it's going to be, you know, a course of medication or whatever it is, so let's start tomorrow, the thought is, because he's not going to die today, even though he's in a life-threatening situation, Kedei Shelo L'Chal Alav Shtei Shabbosos. Rather start on Sunday, so they only have to, you know, be Mechalo one Shabbos, as opposed to two Shabbosos, if it's, an 8-day course of medication to deal with whatever the ailment is. Elamaschin Mayom Shayu Shabbos Mechalo Vafilu Mea Shabbosos. We don't pay attention to the quantitative number of Shabbosos, Kozman Shuhu Tzarech, V'yeshbo Sakana, O Suffix Sakana Mechalin. Umadlikin lo asaner, mechabin lefano vesaner, v'shochin lo v'ofin lo v'ashlin, umechamin lo chamin, bein lashkosu, bein rechitzas gufo, klalo shel davar Shabbos ga b'chol ha-sheish bo sakana, harehu kechol l'chol advarim, shehu tzarech lahen. That we treat it as chol, and we do that immediately, even if, again, the whole premise of the case here, he's not going to die today, but he's already in a life-threatening situation. Or even, as we say, a suffix, sakan, it's very hard to determine, is a person absolutely going to die? I mean, you know, we're not Nevi'im, even if we are B'nai Nevi'im. K'sh'osin dvarim o'elu, ein osin osan lo yedei nochrim, v'lo yedei k'tanim, v'lo yedei avadim, v'lo yedei nashim, k'dei sh'lo yedei Shabbos k'ala b'nei'im, elo yedei gedole Yisrael v'chachameim. Now, the Kesef Mishnah is a reading that I just don't think is, you know, b'mechilas kivodo, the correct reading. He says, when the Rambam says, gedole Yisrael, he means gedolim as opposed to k'tanim, Yisrael as opposed to Nachrim, v'chachameim as opposed to Nashim. I think it's exactly the opposite. I think he means Gedola Yisrael v'chachameim, right? The great leaders of the Jewish people, because the whole point is that we want everybody to clearly understand that, you know, this is not some kind of a spiritual compromise, but this is what the halacha not just permits, but it's what the halacha demands. And so we have the bearers of the halacha. This takes us back to Hilchos Mamrim as well. You know, Amudei Hara, Ikar Torah Shebaal Peh, Gedola Yisrael v'chachameim, that project a sense that this is absolutely what the Torah requires. And this is a very difficult area for Rabbanim. And people say, can I really do this? And the answer is not you may do this. You must do this. This is the halacha, right? You don't have a choice. You're not allowed to fast, right? You must do this. V'nishmatim l'nafshei seichem is not a rishus. You know, it's a chiyuv. And then the Rambam says the following, which is a very beautiful formulation, and we're building up to my, you know, connection to Zaken Mamre. If you also this mameya bechol Shabbos, the chol sheish bo zekadosh nemar asher yaso osam adam v'chay bohem v'lo sheyamos bohem. So the Rambam says it's not just aser, you know, to deny care, but it's aser to even hesitate. And here the Yerushalmi says, ha-shoel, somebody who asks a question in this situation, erase a shovech damim. Let's say the person survives. Why would you compare him to a shovech damim? Because if he asked a question that was inappropriate, right, so then he was over the iser of lismameya, that you're not allowed to delay. And likewise, the Yerushalmi goes on to say, hanishal harezim maguna, that if the rabbi hasn't made it very clear that, you know, any kind of safek sakana, that Shabbos is kichol, so then it's maguna, then he's failed in his responsibility. So here we go with the, you know, mamrim connection. Halamata she'en mishpatei haTorah, that the laws of the Torah are not nikama ba'olam, they're not, you know, vengeance-oriented, they're not, you know, directed at destroying life, el rachamim v'chesed v'shalom ba'olam. But the sum total of the mishpatei haTorah is rachamim v'chesed v'shalom. Again, shalom is at the very core. Rachamim is at the very core. So somebody who's marbe machlokes b'Yisrael is literally a threat to the entire system. That's the special din of Zaken Mamre. Ve'elu apikorsim, it's interesting, in some versions it's minim, I want to get to both. She'omrim, she'zechel Shabbos, ve'osar, aleim akasav omer, gamani nasati l'chaim, achukim lo tovim, mishpatim lo yechiu behem. So the Rambam refers to people who deny this as either apikorsim, according to this girsa. In some girsa, it's actually minim. So minim, for the Rambam, and apikorsim have very specific meanings, okay? So a min is somebody who denies the reality of God's essence, somebody who denies God's existence, who says there are multiple gods, or that God is a body, or that we should serve God through an intermediary, or that the world somehow preceded God's existence. The person has failed to understand the essence of God, which I think is a possible girsa here, because they understand that God, in his essence, is shalom, right? That's God's, that's one of the names of God, and of course that projects through the Mishpatei HaTorah. If it's apikorsim, remember apikorsim, the Rambam has three different definitions. Somebody who's machish nevu in general, or machish nevu as Moshe Rabbeinu in particular, or somebody who thinks that God doesn't know what's going on in the world. So it could very well mean that he's really machish nevu as Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's standing in opposition to the, you know, thrust of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, the Mishpatei HaTorah, because the sum total of the Mishpatei HaTorah, as the Rambam says, rachim v'chesed v'shalom ba'olam. So that will lead us to just maybe next week we'll do, you know, one or two days in terms of Chanukah. And then, of course, dovetails beautifully with Rambam at the end of Hilchos Chanukah. Again, we'll discuss it a little bit next week in the context of the Tuesday Shir in Kiddush Hashem and Mitzvos Ner Chanukah, where the Rambam says, again, you know, Kol HaTorah Kula Nisna Laso Shalom Ba'olam. And again, you can just understand the Chumrah of the Zaken Mamre specifically in that context.